The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stadmiller today. And I have some special guests today for a special show. But first, I want to give some updates on Michael Ribeiro. I spoke with Mike finally today. It's been hard getting a hold of him or Claire, but I got a hold of Mike today. He sounded a little bit better, so that's promising. He's not out of the woods yet, and I am still working on Mike to get Mike out of that facility and find him another facility of a higher level of care. So he is supposed to talk to his physician tomorrow, and hopefully this will all work out. We'll get the transfer and get him out of there and get him over to IU Medical Center, where some quality care can be given and they can figure out what is going on here. It appears to be a smidgen more than just gastric ulcers. So I'll keep you posted on it. As I know, I'll find out. I'll let you know. Either I'll call in to John's show or you'll hear it on my show on Sunday, Off the Beaten Path. So I can tell you on Mike so far, it was a little more promising today. Now, there was a caller who called into the network today to talk to the secretary, Julie, and did not leave her number, did not leave her name, but had some information for me. I received several emails a day, and I found a couple that might be this person who called in today. I don't know who that is. You know who you are. If you wish to contact me, please contact me at my email. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Please contact me there, and I'll get back with you through the email, and we'll figure out what you've got planned, if it's the same strategy I have. But we're definitely working on something to get Michael Ribeiro out of this little rinky-dink hick hospital and get him to a higher level of care. Tonight, I've got two guests with me to do the two-hour show. We've got Vincent Finelli of GCN and RBN with his show USA Prepares. And we also got Crucial Nonsense Dave, our tech guru here at RBN, who does a great job, who makes us sound really good and professional on air. And I always want to thank Dave for doing such a great job at that.
You're welcome.
He's a good guy. And we're going to have some fun tonight. I got my Larry King suspenders on right now because I got the two best guys here on the show tonight, tech guys. Both these guys are great in tech. I'm not too bad. I'm learning, but far behind these two here. So we're going to talk about technology, surveillance, talk about 5G. We're going to talk about all this stuff here, smart meters, everything. The stuff that we dreamed about, we thought about, we saw in sci-fi movies that actually is reality now today. And how it also comes into the Agenda 2030 program there. And this technology is not by accident, people. It is not by accident. They sell you technology with the idea that it's going to make your life simpler, it's going to be easy, but I keep seeing things that are just blowing my mind. I threw this at Dave a while back, and I think I threw it at Vincent, walking through the Walmart, and I see a crock pot. It's a Wi-Fi Black & Decker crock pot. I have no idea why I need my crock pot on Wi-Fi, so I can look at it, program it from afar, change the temperatures. I don't know why I need that. I don't know why I need smart technology in my refrigerator to tell me what's in my refrigerator. I open it every day a couple times. I should know what's in my refrigerator, and I shouldn't have to have a little camera in my refrigerator to take a peek to see what I might need. Smart meters on your home. We'll see if we can get into some shielding, how we can protect ourselves better. I know I've made a promise to myself to start using the speakerphone more and not put the phone up against my head at all. We are seeing an increase in glioblastomas, brain cancers, and I'm going to limit my exposure as much as possible. But before we get to that segment of the show here, Vincent Finelli, my good friend there on GCN and RBN with his show USA Prepares, had a little fun the last couple weeks, a little project he had, and he threw it by me, and I said, that sounds like a plan. Have some fun with it. And it's a little game, I guess, kind of in a way, a little wordplay. It's called Doublespeak. And the reason he did it, because he wanted to find out if people really were paying attention on radio. You know, they're listening, but are they really paying attention? And how it assimilates to what we're being told by government and politicians, who sometimes are masters at doublespeak. And so we're going to bring Vincent on now. And Vincent, give us a little example of doublespeak.
Sure. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I were doing, we had done about three of these classes on the air. And we advised everyone before we started, during it, and after it, that this was doublespeak. So get ready for doublespeak. And so one of the things, I wrote down some text, and I said exactly this on the air. I said, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will continue discussing the adaptive educational system currently being proven in American city schools to inversely increase proficiency in reading, writing, mathematics, science, and history, while simultaneously demonstrating that overall performance reductions can easily be achieved by the absence of knowledgeable teachers and the increased emphasis on computer and software expenditures. Now, if you think about what I said, mixed in that paragraph is that we can reduce what our children learn by simply using more computers, more software, spending more on that, and having teachers who don't know what they're doing in the classroom. Now, that's a given, right? Everybody knows you have ignorant teachers, you're going to have ignorant students for the most part. Well, that's what I said. Now, we did this kind of a thing, and we mixed in words that don't exist. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Previous broadcast, Rick Miller and I talked about the first satellite. It started in the 1930s. No such thing. And we said that RCA, Radio Corporation of America, built the transmitter for the first satellite. And as a heat sink, it generated a lot of heat. So that's why we bought Alaska to be the heat sink for the Radio Corporation of America transmitter. I mean, if you listen to this, you'd say this is crazy, absolutely crazy. Nobody buys a chunk of ice for a heat sink for a radio transmitter like that. It makes no sense at all. Well, the interesting thing was I wanted to find out if people were actually listening. Now, who would call me and say, Finelli, you have lost your mind? No one. So that was the point. I wanted to prove it for myself that this was happening. And we have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt in my mind that people are not paying attention. Now, they may hear the words, but they are not connecting the words to meaning. And the proof is nobody called to beat us up, right? Literally.
Yeah. You know, Vincent, every Halloween I do a special at the radio station here where I live. It's the Halloween special. I did it last 2 years in a row. It's going to be a tradition every year now, Halloween night. It's Orson Welles, War of the Worlds, 1938. And this last time I played it, I do the monologue and give you a little backup, you know, a little history on the program itself. But I actually counted the number of times that it was repeated that this is a radio show broadcast. But evidently, as you say, people just are not listening. And I remember the time my father, actually, he would have been 15 years old at the time. He received a phone call from one of his good friends and saying, we're being invaded by Martians. And my father walked over to the radio and turned it on and came back, said, it's a radio show program. Using common sense and logic, my father at 15 years old, pretty amazing that at 15 he could say, no, that's not real. And he was right. But it didn't stop the other person from calling other people and warning people and in panic and saying we're being invaded by Martians. But it was actually advertised three or four times. I believe I counted up the number of times and the certain part of the hour where it was. So it was quite clear this was a radio program, but people were not listening. But in the same sense with the doublespeak here, the politicians are great at this stuff. They are masters. You go in and you ask a question and they dance and you walk away going, did you answer my question? They're very good at that, escaping. They're escape artists from the direct questions, especially something that's going to make them look very bad. They're very good at dodging, and they're good at the doublespeak and getting out of a mess there. But that was a lot of fun, I bet you, Vince. And like you said, nobody called. Amazing that nobody sat there and go, wait a minute, this is a joke or something, right? Because I'm catching inconsistencies here, contradictory here. I'm quite amazed that nobody called you, Vincent, to say, you guys are playing a game, aren't you?
Well, we did get one call, but the caller did not talk about what we had said. The caller switched to a different topic as if he understood what was said. But it was impossible to understand. And I'll tell you why. I ran some of our text through the Fleisch Kincaid reading level measuring system. And it said that the reading level, you know, if you're in eighth grade, you'd be reading at the eighth grade level. Well, this text was graded at grade 27. I don't know anyone who has completed grade 27. No one. And that's what it would take, according to their scale, to understand the complexity of the sentence structure and the words used and the number of syllables in the words.
Right. You know, when I was growing up, we had this kid and his brother. He was kind of early college level. He seemed to be very intelligent, and we as kids didn't know. We just assumed he was very intelligent. He would be a master of vocabulary, and he would spiel the stuff off. We're going, wow. This guy is really smart. But when we started to go to school and history, we understood that the guy was full of BS. But he's one of the lines I wrote down here, because it's so funny. If you ever want to sound like you're really intelligent on something, and it doesn't even have to pertain to anything, you can throw this out here. And I wrote it down because I've used it just for fun to see if somebody actually recognizes I don't know what I'm talking about, or they're thinking, wow, he really is smart. But here's the comment he always said. It's a complex chemical compound based on the benzene molecule with alcohol and amino acid structures. And we used to throw this around, and people looking, God, this guy's really smart, you know. But we used to have some fun with this. And it's kind of like your double speak, too. It's fooling the people to an agenda you might have. And with politicians, we know it's the double speak is not taking accountability for what they stand for, or they're caught in a conflict of interest or something like that. So that was a lot of fun, doublespeak. I'm sure you're going to do it again. And
Will you see
a difference? Will you see a change? Will somebody catch on? Probably not. You're right. They just don't listen.
Well, we're going to probably do some of it on Thursday. On USA Prepares, 9 to 11 a.m. Central, with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's a physicist. And we're going to analyze words that are used right now that are doublespeak. And let me give you an example. You've all heard this, new and improved. It's new and improved. It can't be new and improved. Either it's new or it's improved, but it can't be both.
Right.
And that's just one very simple example of doublespeak.
Yeah, it is. They use that quite a bit in marketing, new and improved.
Yep.
And then another year, they'll do the same thing. Again, it's, again, new and improved. And, of course, like you and I talked about this, what happens with the new and improved? Of course, the price goes up, correct? Always more expensive.
Yeah. And the size goes down. And if you look at candy today, it's packaged and it's a fun size. Now, what in the heck is a fun size? Well, that means it's mostly packaging, mostly air, mostly wrappers, and the least of which would be the product.
Right.
It's getting smaller. It's the new fun size.
Mm-hmm. Well, 2 weeks ago on a Monday night, I had a heated, well, we had a heated show. John and I had a heated show. Probably one of our best shows. He may have not thought so. I thought it was. Heated, very passionate on both sides. But following that show, I didn't get the chance to go out and see it. My wife was supposed to, and I'm not sure what happened or why we did not. Cape Canaveral was launching the Falcon 9 rocket, sending up 60 satellites for Skylink. And I wondered, what is Skylink? What's that all about? Well, I found out there's a little bit associated with the 5G technology, which is going to be everywhere, and you can't stop it. You can't stop these little mini micro antennas. Are going to be on every street. They're going to be everywhere you look. And, well, with that, like I said, the selling you of technology, it's a pretty easy thing to do. They tell you it's going to be convenient. It's going to make your life easier. And but nobody ever talks about the drawback and the backdoors that would allow a government to spy on you. Snoop and poop, as John would say. So we want to talk about that a little bit here. These satellites were huge, actually, 500 pounds apiece. 60 of them went up. And if you remember correctly, I think about 5 months ago, President Donald Trump talked about a new space weapons program, which is illegal, by the way. It violates, say, the 1974 International Space Treaty, where no one is to weaponize space. But Donald Trump's good at walking away from negotiations, and he's good at breaking the rules because that's the guy, that's the person that Donald Trump is. So be prepared for 4 more years of Donald Trump. I don't think we're going to win this one. There's nobody else to step up to the plate as a Republican to take him head on. So I think we're doomed on that one. We'd be doomed on the other side again. We're on the both spectrums this time again. Evil, evil, the lesser of two evils. You still get evil. So crossing my fingers that next 4 years won't be as damaging as this first 4 years, but we'll see. We'll see. Dave, what do you think about the Falcon 9 and the satellites and what's going on up there in space? What do you think?
They're putting way too much stuff up there, Steve, because it's only a matter of time before there is some sort of malfunction or problem. And with as many satellites as they're talking about putting up there, once one of them gets off trajectory and crashes into another one in fragments and starts sending other pieces hurtling at, Mach 20, Mach 30, and all that kind of stuff into all the other satellites, it'll be bang, 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 bang. In a very short order, all of low Earth orbit is going to be completely covered in shrapnel.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. The first time they have a big major incident, that's exactly what's going to happen because that orbit path is too entirely crowded. They didn't think this stuff out.
Yeah. Vincent, what do you think?
You got one company wanting to stick up their 5G satellites, okay? Well, okay, we got SpaceX doing that now. Verizon's got to do it. Now AT&T's got to do it. Sprint's feeling left out. They've got to do it. And by the time this all said and done, you're going to have a couple hundred thousand satellites in low Earth orbit. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
So we're going to see is satellites taking out satellites, basically a satellite wars up there.
I mean, it won't even be intentional because once you start getting enough of those fragments, going rogue, all it's going to take is one major accident to start the cascade chain reaction of all those things being taken out by all the shrapnel. It's only a matter of time. The first time you have a big major screw up out of tens of thousands of satellites, all it takes is one. And it'll start slow, but before it's all said and done, there won't be anything left up there. And then it's going to be very difficult to get past that debris field into any higher orbits at all. We're going to be stranded here on this planet for a couple hundred years at least. Yay.
Vincent,
the rest
comment?
Of the universe will thank us.
Well, depending on the height of the satellites.
We
got a commercial break. We'll be right back. 3 minute break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Touch the price I paid of the 100,000 moments.
And we are back. Now we're going to set some ground rules tonight on calls, because we've had a problem with people keep going on and on and on. And I love the calls. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate your calls. I appreciate your comments. Everything about the call. But we do have to keep it to a limit here, because some people will go on forever and ever. And then if I get a backlog of calls, that cheats the other person from actually getting his time to speak out his opinions and whatever. We're going to keep it to 3 minutes, okay? I think that's a fair assessment. 3 minutes, then we can respond. And then maybe if we need another comment, a quick one, that's fine. But we need to keep it pretty much to 3 minutes. And so we're going to start right now with the first call from Florida. Tom in Florida, you're on the show.
Good day, Steve, Vince. Yeah, first off, I don't know if you guys watched the game last night, but Trump had a great rally. And CNN has even given him some compliments on all the people voting. I mean, clapping for Trump, or ABC News, ABC wouldn't say nothing about it. So Trump really got a heck of a standing ovation at that LSU Clemson game.
But hey, Tom, hold on a second, Tom. We're talking about technology here tonight. We're kind of trying to stay on topic here. Any comments about the 5G and the satellites and the rockets and all this stuff? Because we're going to try to stay on topic tonight.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about the satellites. As you well know, satellites. But the Israelis have a satellite where they can stop. You read a license tag. Read your license tag from outer space. So, Big Brother's watching you. But I wanted to get on that because, what's going on with this technology, the robots and all that? It's insane. The Chinese got 200 million men and women. I mean, they have sex robots all over China. They're being built everywhere. The technologies, we understand the technological age, but the reason I really wanted to talk about about what's going on with let's satellites. Look at immigration. Are the satellites doing anything to stop the illegal immigration in this country on the border of Mexico? And what is the satellites doing? What is the technology really doing?
Here's my take on that, Tom, is that NASA stands for not about science anymore. It hasn't been about science for a long time. There's probably 10% science wrapped up in NASA. Most of it's about spy satellites, technology, maybe weaponry in space. I think very, very little of it is science anymore. And you're right. It could be definitely used to keep this country safe, and it's not. And you have systems like the active denial system, the ADS system, which you wouldn't even have to really build a wall. You can just simply have these mobile units here, these ADS systems, like a tank or something, but it's got a big radar dish on it, and it could actually, prevent people from actually crossing your borders. You could have those everywhere. You wouldn't even need a wall at all. But the technology, for some reason, somebody's stopping that. I mean, this is pretty simple stuff. It's not rocket science, but you could protect your borders using a lot of this technology. But with the globalist plan, that's not going to be used because they have to allow it to happen. But you're right. Satellites are not used for what they could be in keeping this country safe. You're very much correct.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this. The Israelis, they showed, you remember what happened in Iran the other day? Do you remember what you've seen Israel show, just like a dome, and they have like a laser beam called a laser knife, called a knife? Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard something about it.
You didn't see the video of it?
No, I didn't see the video. I heard about it, though.
Okay, it's shaped like a dome, and they have a laser coming out. It's Nikola Tesla's ideology, actually. This is all from Tesla. And I'm saying to myself, well, how did the Israelis get it, but we don't have it? You know how they got it? Because we gave them our taxpayer dollars to have it in Israel. Israel wouldn't have nothing.
Because that sounds very familiar to the ADS system we have. That sounds like the ADS system, what you're talking about.
Well, they said when Iran was shooting the missiles at the bases in Iraq, that the Israelis were prepared that Iran was maybe going to go nuts and they were going to start shooting a bunch of missiles at Israel. So they show it called a laser knife. They called it a laser knife. And I'm saying to myself, they're getting better equipment than we're getting in the United States. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I thank you for your call. I've got 5 backed up already. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Heading out to North Carolina, Francis, you're on the show.
Well, hey, fellas.
Hello.
Hello, Francis. Long time.
Oh my gosh.
Here. Girl, good to hear you.
I know. I guess we're going to have Renee call tonight too then, right?
Unlikely, but hey, I can't speak for her. But anyway, long time no hear. Yes, that's only because we dealt with a move and I didn't really look to get into that on the phone line to start with. Mm-hmm. But just in case, just as a preface to my calling yet, is that I'm calling from a cell phone, so there's always a glitch with that, just so you know ahead of time. Three quick points for you fellas. One, as far as your phone is concerned, talking on a cell phone, you can always use, even though it's not trendy, not high-tech, whatever have you, you can always use. Oh, what? Was that a...
Francis, hold on. We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. You're kind of breaking up there, or it's my side.
But my head's in Mississippi.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. We're going to go back to the phones here.
Well, the sky.
Francis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
There you go. Go ahead.
Hey. Oh, there you go. Okay. Anyway, just for those three quick points for you, Phil. One is, even though it's not high-tech, it's not trendy and all that kind of good stuff, when dealing with your cell phone, you can always use a lowly ear. You don't have to put it on speaker, let alone have it up against your noggin. So that can certainly help mute or negate some of the effects of that, but there's no guarantee of that. As far as the second aspect goes, when you said about double speak, you know, that can apply not only to when you're addressing other people, but also it can relate to, say, in various states in the U.S., let alone other places. And I can actually give you one right now that's currently here in North Carolina called Rocky Mount. And think about it, a mount rocks anyway, so why call it Rocky Mount? Well, you figure it out. thirdly, the third aspect is this. When they talk about the various weaponizing of space satellites and all that being illegal, that's true, especially when dealing with international scenarios. However, that can exclude, by loophole, which is always used in some way, shape, or form, that being used against the everyday person in the U.S. states of where that's originally from. That does not say that they cannot use it against the everyday person. So it's a question of who, what, when, or how, why that is going to be, that kind of technology is going to be used, which is always presented as, oh, this is fantastic, this is going to help you in your everyday life. Right, sure, so is $1 million. Yeah, uh-huh, sure. Show me the money, and I'll believe it. Otherwise, you can take the technology and shove it.
I got it. Dave and Vincent, any comments?
Dave, you go first.
it's all just a mess out there. We got our work cut out for us on all this stuff. You know, there's about a billion and a half things that we can get into on all of this, and I don't know anymore. This technology has gone too far. It's too decadent. You know, the Internet of Things and everything else. I think we need to simplify our lives. This is not a value add for any of it. I'm certainly not having a good time with it anymore. I used to like gadgets back in the day. I don't anymore. I want to get to the point where the most advanced piece of technology that I use in a given day is going to be my spinning reel. When I get there, I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, I do not have a cell phone, and I have not had one for years. And when I did have one, though, and when I first got it, I thought, wow, this is great. How did I ever live without it? And then after a while, I thought, how did I ever live with it? So I can actually travel up and down the highways and byways. I have a spare tire, so that adage that, what are you going to do if you have a flat tire, that doesn't fly with me. But I do have a solution.
That's what ham radios for.
Yeah, well, I have a solution. Well, everybody else has a cell phone. So, I can just raise my hood up and sit on the front of the car, and somebody will stop by, and I'll say, hey, can you make a call for me, please? And I'm sure they'll be glad to do it. So I do have a solution. I'm on eBay right now, and I typed in retro, R-E-T-R-O, phone, P-H-O-N-E, handset for cell phones. And what comes up are these old-fashioned-looking 1960s-looking handsets that you would have with a desk telephone or a wall-hanging telephone that would be branded Western Electric. It has a coiled cord, and you plug that into your 3.5-millimeter jack on your smartphone or your folding phone, flip phone. And what you get is distance. So you don't have to sacrifice the audio quality, because you can put this retro handset right against your ear, speak into the speaker, and you have a mute button right with your finger where you hold the handset. Now, the cord is too short. It's probably 2.5 feet long, so you'll need to get an extension cord, 3.5-millimeter extension cord, let's say a 3 or 4 or 5 foot one. Now you've got something. So if you need to use your cell phone, you do not have to use a speakerphone, and you do not have to put the cell phone next to your head to, prematurely deliver cancer. Now, what do they cost? $8.99 shipped. $8.99 to your door.
Yeah, and they work. You can't find them at the dollar store.
Right.
I'm impressed. I'm blooming impressed. Anyway, enough out of me. I'm out of here. Y'all have fun. Later.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Francis.
Good to hear
you, Francis. I'm going to go back to the phones here in West Virginia. Kevin, you're on the show.
Hey, Mr. Elkins, and hello, the rest of you guys. I have three things, and I think the first one that I want to say is pretty bombshell, and it's a medical thing. Did you see the video about the World Health Organization and the UN, their summit? It's a 20-hour video admitting that vaccines are killing people, maiming people, hurting people, and that their cover-up is not working anymore, and they have no idea what to do.
Yes, I actually have seen that. And we actually kind of covered that on open forum this last week. A little off the topic tonight, but yes, that is definitely a big thing. The UN doctors, for a time, were even admitting that vaccines are dangerous. Well, we've known that for some time. But, yep, they're going to go back and rein that back in, and they'll keep pushing the agenda for the 2030 vaccinate and population control and all that stuff. So enough of all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's bombshell. I just think it's huge, and I think we ought to be pushing that out, because I've only seen it on the National File, Tom Papert's National File.
It is absolutely bombshell, and we will be doing further programs on that. And we keep doing programs on the vaccine safety and the medical complex and all that stuff, and Steve's a very good one with his experience to be able to tackle this stuff. But tonight, we're talking about the rogue technology. Now, that's kind of a little offshoot of it, but appreciate you on that one, though. Yes, it is possible.
Thank you.
We agree.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yep. I'm going to go back to the phones here in Spokane, Washington. Sheldon, you're on the show. Sheldon, are you there? Sheldon, once, twice.
This is Ken in Michigan.
Okay, I don't know. We got passed over on Spokane. We'll go with him after. Okay, yeah, Ken in Michigan, you're on the show.
Okay, so my question is, Vince was talking about that cheap little retro-looking handset. What about like a Bluetooth headset? You can get the distance. There's no wire. The pros and cons of Bluetooth. Because I work in an assembly plant, and every single person has a Bluetooth headset around their neck or in their ear somewhere. What do you guys think about Bluetooth?
Okay,
Is there a radiation issue with
you got to understand how Bluetooth works. Bluetooth is also RF. It is a much weaker signal than the cell phone, so you're going to get less exposure with the Bluetooth in your ear, but you're still getting the RF, and the density of your RF field fades exponentially from how close it is to your body. And with the thing plugged directly into your ear, you're going to get more RF from that Bluetooth in your ear than holding your handset at an arm's length away from your head. So wired headset all the way, there's no RF in that.
Very true. Very, very true. I didn't know much about a Bluetooth, so, I have one, because I'm talking to you on it. But mine lays around the neck, and, pretty much rests on my shoulders and neck, and I just didn't know.
Ken, let me ask you something, Ken. Do you feel that you need that Bluetooth on your head at all times? Do you feel like you need that all the time?
To listen to you, yes.
Because I see doctors. Well, doctors are on call a lot of times, and I've seen them, with the Bluetooth. But I'll be honest with you. I found that I'm trying to ditch the technology. I like peace and quiet once in a while. I'm not on call. If I'm not on call, I certainly don't want to be bothered with the technology. And I think, I don't know why Americans just feel they have to have this thing strapped to their head, walking around as if they're, working in the Pentagon, that you're on standby notice for whatever, something important. I just don't know why people feel they have to have that on their head, strapped to them all the time. I don't quite understand that.
I used to think it was really cool, to have the latest and greatest. Now, my phone's 2 years old, and I have no interest in replacing it. But this is pretty much the only way I can listen, to RBN, and is on my phone. And the only way I can hear it is through a Bluetooth headset.
Ken, I've got a question for you. Do you have access to listen to this particular broadcast, the archives? Can you do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ken, I'd like to suggest that you do that, and I'll tell you why. If you do that and you listen to your call coming in, you are going to want to run over and get a refund on your Bluetooth set because the quality is lousy. I'm not picking on you. Every single call that called in today to this broadcast, I would say that the quality of the connection was substandard. Every single one, including yours, Ken. So why would you want to do that? Why would you want to be tethered on tap 24/7? Why would you want to do that? I don't do it, and I get along just fine without a cell phone in my pocket.
Yeah, very true. Because I remember, since I was listening to your show, not too much long after you ditched your cell phone. And I was thinking of how I could get away with that in my life, you know?
Oh, it's easy.
Okay.
It's really easy.
iPod,
it's so easy. Here's what I did. And I made kind of a joke out of it. The post office downtown, there's 100 people that live in the little village where we are, and we're a couple miles away. And I said, I'm going to see if I can make it all the way to the post office and back, you know, maybe 4 or 5 miles without a cell phone. I'm going to see if I can do it. Then I reported back, I did it. I'm going to see if I can make it all the way to the bank. And that's a lot farther. That's about 20 miles each way. And then I made it all the way to the bank and back without a cell phone. So this nonsense that you have to have a cell phone in case you have an automobile problem, something mechanically or electronically goes wrong with your vehicle, everyone around you has a cell phone. They'll help you. You'll be the only one without one.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, cell phones have only really become ubiquitous in the last 20 years. So if the cell phone was such an urgent thing to have, otherwise we're not going to survive. How the hell did we survive to get to where we are right now? Because the cell phone stuff, you know, that was a real fringe thing back in the late 70s and 80s and into the 90s. The stuff was expensive and not many people had it. Now, everybody's got one, and they're all glued to it. And we're not any better off. We're not any safer than what we were 20 years ago.
I agree.
One last thing. One last thing, Ken. If I were a supervisor where you were, and I saw people on their cell phones when they're supposed to be working, I'd be handing out pink slips.
Yeah, I would too. I agree.
Well, you could write us up, but you can't fire us. We're a union.
There you go.
Well, anyway, on that note, gentlemen, thank you very much for everything. You guys have a great night.
Ken, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We're going to go back to the phones here. David in Illinois, you're on the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Okay. Yeah, could be better.
Hey, we're talking technology weather and you, today. What you got for us?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you you guys knew this, but, you know, back, you know, the 5G was out. They were wanting to sell the devices for a while now. It was the government that, you know, helped put that down and put a halt on that, because the devices were too fast for their own systems to be able to mirror that data. So they had to get their systems up to par to be able to do that before they allowed the companies to start pushing the 5G. But one thing Vince may know about this, and I've been wanting to ask him, you remember when they went from the large satellites to the small DirecTV dishes?
Yes.
Everybody, they were more affordable. You had a big problem with the satellites bleeding over into our border countries. Now, they're talking about putting all these 5G satellites just covering everywhere. I mean, how are they going to control them signals if they're going to be, you know, they're got to be bleeding. No, they're going to have to be putting out quite a bit of power.
I would think so, yeah.
The reason, David is a USA Preparedness instructor. I just wanted to let you all know. The large dish satellites were very low power, extremely low power, and that's why the dish antennas had to be so large to collect and focus that just small amount of transmitted power from the satellites. So as the satellites became more and more powerful, the antenna did not need to be as large. There's a tremendous difference between a 12-foot dish antenna in terms of surface area and, you know, one that you get for direct or dish right now. So that's one thing. So no matter where you go, you are being pretty much in North America, you're being blasted with satellite frequencies, no question about it. And I don't like it. I really don't. And my next roof is going to be all metal, and that's going to help a little bit, but it's not going to be the complete answer.
Now, but you're right, David. And
the spacing, there was a problem. There's so many satellites out in space. Back even in the 80s when we were building satellite communications receivers, 2-degree spacing. You know, so a satellite every 2 degrees looking up from Earth. They're really tightly packed. And just so we all are on the same page, these satellites, these geosynchronous satellites, are about 22,000 miles up. And the speed at which they are traveling, about 7,000 miles an hour. So all the junk that's out there, we were talking about this before, all the junk, the candy wrappers and the space junk that's left all the orbiting satellites we put up there, little pieces fall out, junk, trash, that's traveling at 7,000 miles an hour. It's at such least. A problem. We can't even track all the stuff that's in space. It's kind of like what we did on Earth.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to track all that stuff, and it's traveling at least 7,000 miles an hour. Probably more, depending on the vector, when you add 7,000 to 7,000, depending on which vector things are taking. And that geosynchronous orbit is very crowded because there's only a very narrow window that you can have where you've got the geosynchronous level orbit there, and they got a bunch of satellites up there. There's not much room for any more.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Only one other statement I was going to say is, you know, even our company, communication company, is pushing hard to 5G. I mean, I'm getting bombarded constantly with, you know, wanting this, and that won't upgrade. But I guess, you know, they stopped actually putting in hard lines, which I would rather prefer a hard line than anything. But they're going from, okay, it's cheaper. I can understand that in a business sense. It's quicker. Okay, I can understand that. But I guess the safety issue, it's like they don't even care. So I guess nowadays we're in a day where 2 out of 3 is good enough. You know?
Well, David, they haven't tested it. Yes, we are going to see health problems from this 5G technology. There's no doubt about it in my mind. You're adding more and more of the RF out there, and it's bound to do some damage. No doubt about
all
it.
The
no doubt
RF,
about
Steve.
It.
There's already too much RF out there.
Yes, so, there is. Yeah, there's too much right now.
It's going to be bad. And just because the spec has the bandwidth being better, it's shared bandwidth, so the more people are on it, the more packet collisions you have, the more latency and packet dropping you have. It's not better. It's not going to be more reliable. A wired fiber optic connection along the ground is going to be your best, most stable path for networking, period.
But they're quickly getting rid of that technology, the actual hard plug-in line. Like, am I right there, Dave?
No.
Are they pretty much eliminating that?
No, because of all the latency and the packet drops and stuff like that, for the real-time communication aspect, if we were on completely wireless stuff here, where we were not on the wired network, when the usage goes up and the more people are competing for the same amount of bandwidth, the more packet collisions you're going to have, and packets are going to drop, and voice communications and video communications starts to get shaky because it's all shared bandwidth. It's the difference between a network hub and a network switch. On the switch network, the traffic only goes to the port that needs to get the traffic, and it's not bothered by everyone else's traffic. When you're dealing with the RF stuff, that's exactly the opposite, where your device is basically hearing absolutely everybody else's technology or bandwidth on the channel, and it's got to sort all that stuff out, and it's competing for it. Yeah, it's fast, but reliable? I don't think so. I mean, I'm not really impressed with what LTE can do, and the bandwidth for the backbone is certainly going to have a hard time keeping up with it. So I'm not really sure what the hell they're thinking there. I think they're going to fall flat on their face overtly with what they're trying to do. I think it's going to end up being crap. And the range on it is going to be seriously limited because all you need is a lot of humidity in the air to attenuate the signal. Any little leaf or dust particles or anything else is going to block the signal. It gets absorbed by all of it. By the houses, by the trees, by our human bodies. This is where all this energy is going. It's cooking us, basically. It's not great really all that good for communications. The lower frequencies work a lot better, go a lot farther, and have a lot better usage for that stuff. You don't have as much bandwidth. That, oh, faster is better, faster is better. You know, if they had the LTE working the way it would, I think I would be quite happy with how fast the LTE technology is capable of going. For a bloody cell phone, I don't have to have gigabit on my cell phone. What the heck? This is ridiculous.
Dave, I've got a comment for you and David from Illinois. And I deal in concrete things that I've seen, things that I know, things that I've learned from people who have worked directly on it. So one of our instructors at USA Prepares, he's a senior instructor, he's an RF engineer. His name is Bert Bertonis. I've known him for decades. And he's a patent holder. He was called in to solve a problem at a university. So at this university dormitory, they had some Wi-Fi, if you will, installed so that all students in this dormitory could have wireless communications for their phones, their computers, their tablets, and so forth. And it didn't work. And they had all kinds of problems. They could have connectivity, but it was spotty. There was packet collisions and so forth. And what it was about a 10-story building. And they had multiple routers on each floor. So the idea was there'd be plenty of connectable access, if you will, from your device, from your dorm room. But it didn't work. So they called him in, and he looked at it, and he said, well, you know, the equipment's installed at the right distances from each other. That's fine. Everything seemed to be fine except for one thing. Each one of these wireless devices was set on maximum transmit power. So let's say you could crank it from a level one, which would be the lowest transmitting power, lowest RF, to 10, which would be maximum. They're all set for 10. And the signals were colliding with each other, and it wouldn't work. So all he did was go to each one, set it to the lowest power, and it worked perfectly. So that's exactly what you've been talking about, shared space.
Yeah, precisely. That's exactly it. Well said.
David, I thank you for your call. I need to move on here. Going to the next caller here. We got backed up. Kansas, Robert in Kansas, you're on the show. We'll probably take you into the second hour. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Hello, Vincent. I was just curious, Steve, you were talking about technology and satellites. Do you see the idea of satellites as being the obvious truth about what's going on in terms of that's how we're communicating with each other? Because these people are building towers everywhere. They're putting them on every lamppost now with the 5G, and they're not doing it through satellites, obviously. And I just wondered what you thought about that.
Say what? Give you my answer in the second hour. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Second hour coming right up.
Sun don't shine, the moon don't move, the tides to wash me clean. Why so unforgiving, and why so cold? Been a long time crossing bridge of sight.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.